Hachette Audio presents The Theft of a Decade, How the Baby Boomers Stole the Millennials' Economic Future. Written by Joseph C. Sternberg. Read by Corey Gagné. Introduction. Taking a bite out of the big avocado of life. This is a book about avocados. A curious global debate erupted in 2017. Amid years' worth of complaints that young adults couldn't afford to climb onto the first rung of the property ladder, Australian businessman Tim Gurner told a television interviewer the solution was easy. Eat a simpler breakfast. When I was trying to buy my first home, I wasn't buying smashed avocado for $19 and four coffees at $4 each, he said on Australia's 60 Minutes. In U.S. dollars, around $15 per avocado and $3 per coffee. Gurner, who was being featured on television in the first place because he's a fabulously wealthy property magnate in his mid-30s who built his business from scratch, bemoaned the lack of a work ethic in younger would-be homebuyers who wanted to buy first houses in nice neighborhoods without sacrificing much in the way of fancy breakfast foods to save for a down payment. Note: Gurner wasn't the first person to highlight the avocado youth housing nexus. Credit for that goes to another Australian, Bernard Salt, who suggested in a tongue-in-cheek column in the Australian magazine in October 2016 that young people could save more quickly for a home if they ate out less often. Bernard Salt, Moralizers, We Need You, Australian Magazine, October 15, 2016. Salt had previously coined the phrase goat's cheese curtain to describe the boundary between trendy, hipster-infested inner cities where goat's cheese is a menu staple and the normal rest of the country. Why Australians have a particular fixation on the dining habits of the young remains a mystery. End note. The reaction was swift and furious. Millennials have enough problems as it is. Must they give up avocado toast, too? A New York Times article asked. That story went on to estimate that if young adults cut back their annual restaurant expenses to what their parents currently spend on eating out, it would still take 113 years for a young person to save up a 20% down payment on the median American home. Presumably, young people in the United Kingdom are slightly better off, because in that country, an angry colonist calculated she'd need to forego avocado toast for only 100 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?